We're here at the Somerset Village Hall. This building serves as home to the local village government, but it once was the site of the Somerset Bank, which was first opened April 27, 1911, by H. A. LeGranger and his son, H. J. LeGranger. Did you know, on October 18, 1972, this very spot witnessed an infamous bank robbery? Listen closely as Bank President Joe Casey recounts that fateful day.
I started at the Bank of Somerset on December 1st, 1971. It was 9:20 on October 18th, 1972, when a young gentleman by the name of Scott Newman came into the bank. He came into the bank with two rifles. One was strapped to his back, and one he held in his hand. First of all, he had a mask over his face. It was one of these winter masks, where only the eyes and the nose were shown. He came into the bank with the rifles, with the mask, and a suitcase in his other hand. Before he walked into the bank, Al Dickoss was going out of the bank. Al Dickoss just happened to say to the young fella, he says, "Where are you going, duck hunting?" He was coming into the bank with the guns and the mask. And the guy just said, "Yeah, I'm going duck hunting." So he walks into the bank, and Al Dickoss goes on home. I was sitting at the desk, and in the old days, the desk was sitting right in the, or the my office was right in the front part of the bank. So you walk into the bank, and the first thing you saw, if you look to the right, you'd see Joe Casey sitting there in a little old beat-up desk, and then the teller straight ahead. In the bank at the time that the robber came in, it was a guy by the name of Earl Parent. He came in, he said, "I want your money." And Earl is standing at the counter, he's cashing a check, and Shirley is behind the counter, and so is Sonia. And Earl turns and he says, "What is this? Is this for real?" And the guy says, "Yes, this is for real." And he turns to me with the gun. "I don't want anybody to get hurt," so he says, "Just give me the money, and I'll get out of here." I got up and walked behind the teller line, and I told Shirley and Sonia to give him the money, give him whatever he wants. And so they went ahead and cleaned out. They had two cash drawers. He got about $8,700, but. So he told us after he had the money, he says, "Okay, I want everybody in the vault." And the vault was right in the middle of the building, and it was a big steel door. And so we all got into the vault, and LeGranger, who originally built the bank, he had put a little pin in up on the top of the, above the door. And you had to pull this pin out every morning because there was a safety latch on it that when you closed the door, it wouldn't close all the way. You had a little space in the door, and it was a safety latch that he couldn't lock you into the vault, which is probably what a lot of people have heard over the years, that people get locked in the vault. This guy couldn't. The door was shut, but there was still a crack so he could breathe without any problems. So the guy had the money, so the only thing he could do was leave. As soon as I locked the door on the vault door, we had a button in the vault that we could hit the alarm. So it was... Elaine Anderson, who was the village clerk at the time, Elaine looked out and she kind of sensed what was going on, and she called the county. And I heard the front door open up, and he left. And there's a pin that you have to put in the latch to open the door up again. So at that time, I had locked the door and went out, and instructed the girls to lock the doors on the bank, and jumped in my car, which was across the street, and the robber took Earl Parent's white Buick, and I followed the individual.
The story doesn't end there. Eventually, the suspect was apprehended largely due to the brave actions and pursuit of Joe Casey himself. Next on our tour, just a short stroll away, is Larry Forest Park. There we'll discover the story behind this beloved community gathering place.